The Vatican's ambassador to Hungary, Apostolic Nuncio Alberto Butari de Castello, was among hundreds remembering a man whose speakers called one of the greatest heroes of the 20th century. While serving as Swedish envoy in Budapest from July 1944, Raoul Wallenberg gave Hungarian Jews Swedish travel documents and set up safe houses for them. Wallenberg is also credited with dissuading German officers from massacring the 70,000 inhabitants of Budapest's main Jewish ghetto. This way, experts say, he saved the lives of at least tens of thousands and perhaps 100,000 Hungarian Jews. Late Sunday, church and other officials, along with Holocaust survivors, attended the opening of the renovated Raoul Wallenberg Memorial Park in the courtyard of Budapest's Dohány Street Synagogue. The director of the Federation of Hungarian Jewish Communities, Gustav Soltay, made clear that Wallenberg should never be forgotten. He said Raoul Wallenberg's life and deeds of action serve as a model for all Jews in Hungary, who view them as among the most heroic in history. The ceremony at what is Europe's largest synagogue was a highlight in the Raoul Wallenberg year, organized by Hungary and Sweden to commemorate the diplomat's centennial birth. Yet Israeli ambassador Ilan Mor made clear to participants he had attended the event with mixed feelings following a new wave of anti-Semitism here. The diplomat indirectly referred to attacks on Jewish graveyards and Holocaust memorials, as well as threats against the Jewish community and rising far-right groups. However, Hungarian President János Áder said there can be no space for extremism in Hungary, which was a close ally of Nazi Germany during most of World War II, when 600,000 Hungarian Jews were killed. The president made clear that nobody can use any ideology or political belief to attack fellow citizens. He stressed the peaceful society, in his words, prohibits discrimination or exclusion of anyone. He added that in Wallenberg's memory, his nation had accommodated thousands of refugees from the Balkan Wars and Jewish people from the former Soviet Union on their way to Israel. Wallenberg's niece, Louise von Dardel, said her family would continue to search into his life and death, which remains both an inspiration and a mystery. Moscow claims he passed away in Soviet captivity in 1947. But historians have their doubts, as former inmates of Soviet-era camps and prisons claim to have seen him in the 1980s. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.